Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Councillor Harry MacArthur here with the Calabrig Community Podcast. But a bit late today. I just ran up all these stairs. I'm sweating like the proverbial. It's like a wet t-shirt contest in here, but I know a very nice one. Maybe like a Butlins one. A meeting overran there. It was a meeting of the Suicide Avoidance Strategy Group. That's an actual real thing. We've actually quite a high suicide rate here in Cala. I think it may be the weather or the new jobs or the crime. So just now, we've no money to make it better. We don't want it to get any worse. So you tell me, how do you maintain your current level of suicides? And I had an idea about having like a bus full of community clowns that would go around cheering people up, but it would be cheap because it would be a really wee bus, but hundreds of them would come out it. There was no takers on that today. It was actually more all about this new initiative, the Self-Harm in Teenagers Prevention Group, and no long way, I'm sitting there and I'm wondering whether or not I should tell them that spell shit big, or just let them do all the leaflets and posters first, because whatever I said would be wrong, you know, especially after the clown bus thing, so eventually I just left it. Anyway, hello, and hello Joe on the buttons. Actually, I've been mostly pleased with the response to the first wee podcast. A wee bit of static and controversy from some of my councillor colleagues who are upset because it could be seen as partly political, but, you know, some folk really need to just get it right up them. Grant fund your own podcast, that's what I say. Happening in Calabrig this week. Well, two new bus stops have been unveiled on the main route through Cala East Central. One of them's electronic, so presumably that tells you how late the bus is going to be, eh, Joe? Hey, Joe. I oppose those bus stops, to be honest. He meant that for the joke about a bus. Anyway, they're in my ward, but as far as I can see, they've just been added because they're right outside the houses of two different dealers. It's like a hop-on, hop-off heroin bus. We might as well dish out needles with the tickets, but again, I must apologise to Councillor McGoldrick for suggesting that and supporting the bus stops. She was a crack whore. She has lost a lot of weight recently. Everybody's been saying it. Anyway, your new bus stops, enjoy. And also, it's good news for fans of art. Is it really? What is it this time? We dug a new hole to push money down. Or is that the actual piece of artwork? We'll probably call it Glory Hole. Do you know what the problem with art is? People say they like it, but actually, they hate it. It's like children, or your own place, not Irvine. Israel, I unveiled a sculpture last year, and it was, and I'm no kidding about this, it was a blind swan with a wain sitting on its back. It was all made out of bronze. It was called Destiny. It is absolutely no one's destiny to fly on the back of a swan, and the sooner we stop filling young people's heads with pish, the sooner we'll get society back on track. I mean, just back to basics with sums and words, nothing complicated. I mean, we don't need to reinvent the egg here. Anyhow, it says there's opportunities for you to get involved with this art project. Frankly, I really wouldn't bother, because when it's done, you won't want your name anywhere near it, and 2 weeks later it'll be covered in graffiti and on fire. And it'll take everyone a wee while to notice, because they'll not know whether it's supposed to be like that or not. Joe's holding up a wee piece of paper here, hang on. He's shaking his head. It says, "Remember, you are the Council Arts Convener." Aye, oh, right. Well, we'll edit that out. No, Joe hasn't read that chapter on the podcast book yet. Oh, but he does know all the funny noise buttons, eh? We did get a few emails in response to my request the other day, so I'm not going to read too many of them out, because there's a lot of bad language in there, and a few very strong opinions, and also, actually, some pictures of my head stuck onto pictures of not very nice things, which is, very clever, and quite artistic, some of them, but not really family material. But I did have one or two which were okay, and also quite a cheeky one from Mrs. MacArthur. And I'm going to share this with you. There's a wee bit of tension in the MacArthur household now, because obviously bills getting tightened, less cash, expenses accounts less generous, Age of Aquarius and all that. But the other night I brought in a big cash and carry box of Tunnock's tea cakes. None left by the next day. I just had to take Jammy Dodgers wrapped up in cling film for playpiece, and all the other councillors were laughing at me. And that's just the latest in a long line of things. There's money going into that house, and I'm not getting my fair share of snash. All my biscuits are getting mooched. So I've asked if internal audit to look into it. And actually, once I've done it, I don't actually know if they're allowed to do personal stuff. But if you don't ask, you don't get. But big drama, obviously. But if she hasn't been misappropriating the caramel wafers, then, well, she hasn't got any worry about, has she? Eh? Anyway, sorry. Other emails. Mr. Anderson writes to say that he found the podcast very informative. He did not know where the community hall was, and he went along there for the first time last week to do some Tai Chi. It was shite, he says. There was a big fat lassie taking the class who kept falling over. That was probably Big Jinty. I don't know if she's actually qualified to do Tai Chi. She was probably just doing scenes from Karate Kid there. I would give her another bash though, Mr. Anderson. I mean, she means well, Jinty. Don't stand right in front of her. She's got like a rain wee gravitational pull. And Mrs. Cleesham writes in to say that she knows who stole her purse and she's going to go around and cut them. So, good stuff. Email us, if you like, on calabrig@gmail.com. That's calabrig at gmail.com. Finally, a few announcements of community sessions available this week. There's a new sexual health clinic for young people opening. That's spaces and full stops. There is OMGSTDLOL. I think I mean something. Hopefully not something libelous. Anyway, come along to the sexual health clinic if you want to have sex, I suppose. Or if you've had sex and are feeling a wee bit iffy. Hey, go and watch for these things. Sometimes I get old mammies ringing me up because they think we're dishing out condoms and vodka and that. But let me be very clear on this. Sexual health is very important. We have the highest teen pregnancy rate in Europe. France and Italy are in Europe, and they write on the news for all their dirty carrying on, and we're worse than that. It's already. And a very real problem, because quite frankly, we're running out of scatter flats. We're having to build on-you slums for folk. It's just not right. So, get along there. And also, there's a new lunch club starting this week in the community hall in association with Mancini's Chippy, winner of the 2008 Best Chip Roll in the Toon competition. Few problems in 2009. I think there was a wee mouse in the fryer or something. You slap a bit of batter in it. So that's us for this week. Next week, Joe informs me we might try an outside broadcast. So bring your brolly because it'll be pishing. So that's me, Councillor Harry MacArthur, signing off. Be careful out there. No, seriously, be careful because I hear there's a guy with a samurai sword running about the top end of East Calla.